Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Well, here we are today, reading part 3 of the book, Bowser the Hound, written by Thornton W. Burgess. I was looking at the episodes I have released the other day and noticed that we have started 2023 off with all stories from Mr. Burgess. Now, I'm pretty sure that I could fill a lot of episodes with just stories from Mr. Burgess. That would be cool. However, yesterday, John asked about a treasure hunting story, so I might interrupt Bowser the Hound by reading a story next time about a treasure hunt if I can find one, but we'll see what I can find. It shouldn't be hard, though, because looking at the website, Gutenberg.org, which is where all the stories come from, it says they have over 60,000 books available on their website, so there for sure has to be a treasure hunting story in there somewhere. So stay tuned for next time and see if I find a story about treasure hunting, or maybe John will request a different story. Either way, I'm super excited. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Chapter 11, A Little Unpleasantness. Watch a coyote most closely when it appears that he least needs watching. Bowser the Hound. Never in his life had Reddy Fox visited Farmer Brown's henhouse with quite such a comfortable feeling as he had now. He knew for a certainty that Bowser the Hound was not at home. He knew because he had finally crept up and peeped in the door of Bowser's little house. What had become of Bowser, he didn't know, and he didn't care. It was enough to know that he wasn't about. I hope Farmer Brown's boy has forgotten to close that little doorway where the hens run in and out, muttered Reddy, as he trotted across Farmer Brown's dooryard. Once he stopped, and looking up at the lighted windows of the house, grinned. You see, with Bowser gone, Reddy wasn't the least bit afraid. If I can get into that henhouse, thought Reddy, I certainly will have one good feast tonight. That is, I will if those stupid hens are not roosting so high that I can't get to them. I'll eat one right there. Reddy's mouth watered at the very thought. Then I'll take one home to Mrs. Reddy. If there is time, we both will come back for a couple more. So Reddy made pleasant plans as he approached Farmer Brown's henhouse. When he reached it, he paused to listen to certain sounds within, certain fretful little cluckings. Reddy sat down for a minute with his tongue hanging out and the water actually dripping from it. He could shut his eyes and see those roosts with the hens crowded together so that every once in a while one would be wakened and fretfully protest against being crowded so. But Reddy sat there only for a minute. He was too eager to find out if it would prove to be possible to get inside that henhouse. Running swiftly but cautiously past the henhouse and along one side of the henyard, he peeped around the corner to see if by any chance the yard gate had been left open. His heart gave a leap of joy as he saw that the gate was not quite closed. All he would have to do would be to push it and enter. Reddy turned the corner quickly. Just as he put up one paw to push the gate open, a low but decidedly ugly growl made him jump back with every hair of his coat standing on end. His first thought was of Bowser. It must be that Bowser had returned. Believing in safety first, Reddy did not stop to see who had growled, but ran swiftly a short distance. Then he looked behind him. Over at the gate of Farmer Brown's henyard, he could see a dark form. At once, Reddy knew that it wasn't Bowser the Hound, for it had a bushy tail, while Bowser's was smooth. Reddy knew who it was. It was Old Man Coyote. Chapter 12. The Cleverness of Old Man Coyote. Who thinks the quickest and the best is bound to win in every test. Bowser the Hound. The meeting of Reddy Fox and Old Man Coyote just outside the gate to Farmer Brown's henyard had been wholly unexpected to both. Reddy had been so eager to get inside the gate that when he turned the corner at the henyard, he hadn't looked beyond the gate. If he had looked beyond, he would have seen Old Man Coyote just coming around the other corner. As for Old Man Coyote, he had been so surprised at the sight of Reddy Fox that he had growled before he had time to think. He was sorry the very instant he did it. "That certainly was a stupid thing to do," muttered Old Man Coyote to himself as he watched Reddy Fox run away in a panic. "I should have kept out of sight and let him open that gate and go inside first. There may be traps in there, for all I know. When there's likely to be danger, always let someone else find it out for you if you can." Old Man Coyote grinned as he said this. Reddy Fox sat down at a safe distance to watch what Old Man Coyote would do. Inside, Reddy was fairly boiling with disappointment and anger. He felt that he hated Old Man Coyote more than he hated anybody else he knew of. He hated him, yet there wasn't a thing he could do about it. He didn't dare fight Old Man Coyote. All he could do was to sit there at a safe distance and watch. The gate of the henyard was open 2 or 3 inches. For a long time, Old Man Coyote stood looking through that little opening. Once or twice, he thrust his nose out and sniffed cautiously around the gate, but he took the greatest care not to touch it. Finally, he turned and trotted away towards the green forest. Reddy sat right where he was, so surprised that he couldn't even think. He waited a long time to see if Old Man Coyote would return. But Old Man Coyote didn't return, and at last, Reddy cautiously crept towards that unlocked gate. "I do believe that fellow didn't know enough to push that gate open," muttered Reddy to himself. "I always supposed Old Man Coyote was smart. But if this is an example of his smartness, I'll match my wits against his any day." All this time, Old Man Coyote was not so far away as Reddy thought. He had gone only far enough to make sure that Reddy couldn't see him. Then, creeping along in the blackest of the black shadows, he had returned to a place where he could watch Reddy. "It's queer that gate should have been left unlocked," thought Old Man Coyote. "It may have been an accident, and again, it may have been done purposely. There may not be any danger inside. Then again, there may. I'm not going to push that gate open or step inside when there is someone else to do it for me. I'll just leave it for Reddy Fox to do." Chapter 13. The Mischievous Little Night Breeze. A little act of mischief can upset the deepest, best-laid plan. Bowser the Hound. Reddy Fox was very pleased with himself as he thought how much smarter he was than Old Man Coyote. He didn't waste any time in pushing open the henyard gate. It didn't enter his head that there might be a trap inside. He was so eager to find out if the little door, where in daytime the hens ran in and out of the henhouse, was open. Then he jumped inside the henyard just as soon as the gate was pushed open wide enough for him to enter. Old Man Coyote, watching from his hiding place, saw Reddy push the gate open and enter the henyard. "So far, so good," muttered Old Man Coyote to himself. "There isn't any trap just inside that gate, so it will be safe enough for me to follow Reddy in there. I think I'll wait a bit, however, and see what luck he has in getting into the henhouse. If he catches a chicken, he won't stop to eat it there. He won't dare to. All I need to do is to wait right here around the corner, and if he brings a chicken out, I'll simply tell him to drop it. Then I will have the chicken, and will have run no risk. You see, Old Man Coyote is a very, very clever old sinner." So Old Man Coyote peeked through the wires and watched Reddy Fox, who thought himself so much smarter, steal swiftly across to the henhouse and try that little door. It was closed, but it wasn't fastened, as Reddy could tell by poking at it. "It is just a matter of time and patience," muttered Reddy to himself. "If I keep at it long enough, I can work it open." You see, Reddy had done that very thing once before, a great while ago. So he set himself to work with such patience as he could, and all the time, Old Man Coyote watched and wondered what Reddy was doing. He guessed that Reddy was having some trouble, but also he knew from Reddy's actions that Reddy hoped to get inside that henhouse. Now Reddy had left the henyard gate ajar. If he had pushed it wide open, things might have been different. But he didn't push it wide open. He left it only halfway open. By and by, there happened along a mischievous little night breeze. There is nothing that a mischievous little night breeze enjoys more than making things move. This mischievous little night breeze found that the gate would swing, so it blew against that gate and blew until suddenly, with a sharp little click, the gate closed and the spring latch snapped into place. Reddy Fox was a prisoner. Chapter 14. The Difference Between Being Inside and Outside. You'll find 'twill often come about that he who's in fain would be out. Bowser the Hound. It certainly is queer what a difference there is between being inside and outside. Sometimes happiness is inside, and sometimes it is outside. Sometimes the one who is inside wishes with all his might that he were outside, and sometimes the one who is outside would give anything in the world to be inside. Just take the case of Reddy Fox. He had stolen inside of Farmer Brown's henyard, leaving the gate halfway open. He had set himself to work to open the little sliding door through which in the daytime the hens passed in and out of the henhouse. As he worked, he had been filled with great contentment and joy. He knew that Bowser the Hound had disappeared. He felt sure that there was nothing to fear, and he fully expected to dine that night on chicken. Then along came a mischievous little night breeze and swung that gate shut. At the click of the latch, Reddy turned his head, and in a flash he saw what had happened. All in an instant, everything had changed for Reddy Fox. Fear and despair took the place of contentment and happy anticipations. He was a prisoner inside that henyard. Frantically, Reddy rushed over to the gate. There wasn't even a crack through which he could thrust his sharp little nose. Then, beside himself with fear, he raced around that henyard, seeking a hole through which he might escape. There wasn't any hole. That fence had been built to keep out such people as Reddy Fox, and of course, a fence that would keep Reddy Fox out would also keep him in. if he happened to be caught inside as he was now. He couldn't dig down under it because, you know, the ground was frozen hard and covered with snow and an icy crust. He was caught, and that was all there was to it. Suddenly, Reddy became aware of someone just outside the wire fence, looking in and grinning wickedly. It was Old Man Coyote. Between them was nothing but that wire, but oh, what a difference. Reddy was inside and a prisoner. Old Man Coyote was outside and free. "Good evening, Reddy," said Old Man Coyote. "I hope you'll enjoy your chicken dinner. When you are eating it, just think over this bit of advice. Never take a risk when you can get someone else to take it for you. I would like a chicken dinner myself, but as it is, I think I will enjoy a mouse or two better. Pay my respects to Farmer Brown's boy when he comes in the morning." With this, Old Man Coyote once more grinned that wicked grin of his and trotted away towards the Green Forest. Reddy watched him disappear and would have given anything in the world to have been outside the fence in his place instead of inside, where he was then. Chapter 15. Reddy's Forlorn Chance. This saying is both true and terse. There's nothing bad but might be worse. Bowser the Hound. If anyone had said this to Reddy Fox during the first half hour after he discovered that he was a prisoner in Farmer Brown's henyard, he wouldn't have believed it. He wouldn't have believed a word of it. He would have said that he couldn't possibly have been worse off than he was. He was a prisoner, and he couldn't possibly get out. He knew that in the morning, Farmer Brown's boy would certainly discover him. It couldn't be otherwise. That is, it couldn't be otherwise as long as he remained in that henyard. There wasn't a thing, not a solitary thing, under or behind which he could hide. So, to Reddy's way of thinking, things couldn't possibly have been worse. But after a while, having nothing else to do, Reddy began to think. Now it is surprising how thinking will change matters. One of the first thoughts that came to Reddy was that he might have been caught in a trap, one of those cruel traps that close like a pair of jaws and sometimes breaks the bones of the foot or leg, and from which there is no escape. Right away, Reddy realized that to have been so caught would have been much worse than being a prisoner in Farmer Brown's henyard. This made him feel just a wee bit better, and he began to do some more thinking. For a long time, his thinking didn't help him in the least. At last, however, he remembered the chicken dinner he had felt so sure he was going to enjoy. The thought of the chicken dinner reminded him that inside the henhouse it was dark. He had been inside that henhouse before, and he knew that there were boxes in there. If he were inside the henhouse, it might possibly be, that he could hide when Farmer Brown's boy came in the morning. So once more, Reddy went to work at that little sliding door where the hens ran in and out during the day. He already had found out that it wasn't fastened, and he felt sure that with patience he could open it. So he worked away and worked away, until at last there was a little crack. He got his claws in the little crack and pulled and pulled. The little crack became a little wider. By and by, it was wide enough for him to get his whole paw in. Then it became wide enough for him to get his head half in. After this, all he had to do was to force himself through, for as he pushed and shoved, the little door opened. He was inside at last. There was a chance, just a forlorn chance, that he might be able to escape the notice of Farmer Brown's boy in the morning.
Flip Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information, to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes, and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.